Good, everybody. This is your girl, Mona. You want to be in the now with current events? You want to argue about hot topics? You want to listen to the hottest indie artists? Then check out Dirty Basement Radio with DJ Sincere. It goes down.
That ain't my business no more. And since you ain't the man that I'm used to, you're used to not living here no more. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already been told. And it's a load of shame that will bought your soul. And what Steve had said, it was your way to go. I know you got a chick on his side. You've been running and ducking and trying to hide. You a dog that's tail with no pride. I know you got a chick on his side. Saw y'all coming out the store the other day. You didn't turn around when I yelled your name. And this ain't no new game you're coming with. I told you from the deal I made to stay. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already been sold. And it's a lowdown shame the devil bought your soul. And what Steve is saying,
Dirty Basement Radio, we in the building once again, setting it off with that R&B soul vibe this week. All right, from the beautiful, the talented Mona Smith. Now, we've had the audio for a while. You've had the audio for a while. You've been hearing the banger. All right, big shout out to all the DJs that's playing the record right now. We definitely appreciate all the support. Well, today is finally today. All right, you get the visuals today, y'all, dropping later on this evening. All right, the visuals, the video for that joint you just heard, Side Chick by Mona Smith. And, you know, if you've seen some of the clips that's been posted on various social media and the promotion of the video and the song, then you already know that it's about to be a movie. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, we in the building, the independent artist's best friend. All right, we give you more than just hip-hop, not just hip-hop. All right, big shout out to everybody that supports Dirty Basement Radio. All right, big shout out to everybody who supports good music, all right, and a real solid independent artist. All right, got another fantastic show lined up for y'all today. All right, got some more hot music for y'all. We're going to be doing our second edition of the year of Go and Know. I think we're going to be doing a major artist edition of the Go and Know this week. We got some joints on deck from some of your favorite known artists and a few indie artists are also thrown into the mix also. You know, it's only right. It's only right. So we definitely would love to have y'all in the building. Help us pick out those joints and give your assessment, your critique, your opinion on some of this music that's floating out. Because as always, you know, there's a lot of music that drops constantly. There's a lot of people out there who want to be artists that, you know, put out music, that put them on the various DSPs, the various platforms, you know, the various distribution networks. So there's always a lot of music to play. But as an artist, you know, you got to figure out a way to get through the clutter. You know, we talked about this a little bit in preceding weeks, and we're going to go into it a little bit more today. There's a lot more that's happening in the music industry as it relates to the way things are placed and how they're moved and, you know, what gets attention and what doesn't, and some of the best ways going forward in this new era of the music business, how to navigate all of the goings-on. All right, a couple things have definitely dropped this week in relation to the business side of music. If you follow me on Instagram at DJ Sincere _ Dirty Basement, that's DJ Sincere _ Dirty Basement, then you definitely will see some of the things that I'm talking about. I talk about it, you know, on my social media, and also some of the other folks that I'm involved with, you know, that I follow and communicate with. Big shout out to the good folks over at Dominion Hill Records. Big shout out to the good folks over at Hits on Fire DJs. All right, always giving out good information, dropping a lot of serious game, just like we do here on Dirty Basement Radio. But right here, you can get it every single week. All right. So, you know, your best bet is to definitely tune in right here every Saturday when we're live, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Roy. I see him in the building. We're going to keep this vibe going, all right, with a little bit more R&B as we set off the show. I blazed this one for the first time just last week, broke this record last week, and there's definitely a vibe on this one also. Brand new music coming from your girl, Maya. This is Anytime. Nobody breaks more records than I do. Let's go.
Yeah.
already know what it is, the best in the business, DJ Sincere, holding down the MIC, sitting in the big chair. All right, another rainy day here in New York City, but you know how we get it in. All right, big shout out to my dude Priest. I see him in the building. Big shout out to that 804 area code. I see them in the building also. You want to come on these airways, press that number one button, and we'll definitely see what it do. I'm going to come to you in a minute, Priest, but let's keep it blazing right now. Let's keep this vibe going. More exclusive music. You know how I get it in. Come on, let's go.
What's happening? This your girl Kaya, Thug Mrs., Miss Neck and Back, and you're listening to DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio, NYC. Real talk from a real woman.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio was definitely a vibe, setting off the show with some R&B joints. All right, I let you have a little different sound right now. All right, but we're going to jump into the telephone lines. Got my dude Priest in the building. All right, Mr. Roy is running around the back, I guess, waiting to get settled in. All right, but let me see what Priest got on his mind. Priest, what's the good word?
Peace, Sammy. L.
Peace, peace.
I'm not having no more conversation with you like I did last night.
What happened?
Got about 17 people calling me, asking me what's the best shop in D.C. to go to. And I'm like, hold on. I didn't know I was on the information line, but I told them what I know. All the people you asking me about is my competition, okay?
Right.
So why would I even, you know, tell you who I think is close to me? It's like, you know you're the best DJ in what your field is, so why would you tell them about some other guy? You know that way?
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. I can definitely understand that. You know, and I was kind of thinking the same thing. I was like, well, why would he direct them to somebody else when he could just say, well, I'm that guy. I got the best. You need to come see me. You know, that makes total sense to me. But sometimes people aren't fully ready for the realness, and they kind of prefer, for whatever reason, they prefer the derivative. All right, they're not ready for the original. They need that downgrade. They need that bootleg. You know what I'm saying?
You funny. That ain't funny though, bro. Cause somebody called me and I said, "Yo, come on over. I'm gonna sit in my office and we'll burn one." So I pull the thing out and the man said, "That doesn't even look like nothing real." I said, "All right, bro, it's fresh." Excuse me. So the man put a mask. I can't even say it. The man put a mask to it. And got about halfway, eyes started drooping and shit. He was like, "So, what is this called?" I say, "On Tritter." And he was like, "Oh, that ain't even look like nothing I would buy. Give me some of that, though." Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's fresh. It's fresh. You know what I'm saying? I'm not selling people some commercial stuff. I don't even sell it to you. You help me pay my light bills, I got you. You know what I'm saying? You help a brother out, I help you out.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that. But there's a whole lot of competition, in both this radio thing and, of course, in that 420 arena. So you got to keep the best product in stock. You got to be consistent with it, because you don't want to lose your customers. And people have the right to to go here and to go there and to sample different kind of things and different products and such, different radio hosts and radio shows and things like that. But once they float around and they check out whatever else is out there, they're gonna float right back because they see what it is. You know what I'm saying? They definitely see what it is. All right, Dirty Basement Radio got my dude Priest. Say that again.
I said, ain't that the truth?
I'm trying to tell you. You already know what it is. All right. We in the building right now. All right, getting ready to jump back into some more of this music. All right. I'll give you some more of that. Take it to that boom bap that you love so much. Definitely a banger right here that I'm definitely be feeling. Been rocking this one for the past couple of weeks off that new Benny the Butcher album, How to Rap.
Let me break this shit down, make it simple for you niggas. I remember standing on that block just like yesterday. These pull up with the captain, then I run. I turn to street shit in a corporate, a pot to an office. I give you how to be a rapper 101. First you gotta be nice with it. I built my shit ciphering. Long hours in dark studios, that was the price of it. Syllables, details, spoons, house where I tightened it. Then I got so nice I looked up and I wasn't writing it. Closer to your dream now, you ready for a team now. Niggas who keep you focused, the only ones you should be round. I chose the hustlers who was with me holding the streets down. We making dope money off of an MP3 file. Now you go crazy, you make the streets hot. They should be playing your shit out every car and every weed spot. Every club, every barbershop, till everything's locked. Make sure when the people speak your name that everything stops. Now look at you, you lit, you getting 24 feature. Your old hoes gotta hit your manager to reach her. Your niggas think you changed, nah, that change made you a thinker. You seen this game break the best of them, it's getting deeper. Remember to stay grounded, don't let it make you to a diva. You know them little traps feed on rat beefs and leeches. The jack boys are sneakiest, them tax boys can see you. Your security and lawyers, then enjoy you with your feet up. Got the labels calling you, they fly you out to talk to you, lowballing you, and kinda still doubt if they can market you. Turn it down and show them that your number wasn't arguable. And when they double back, you charge them triple what they offered you. This how you rap. They probably thought this was a coke song, cause so far I've been in industry's Omar. Turned this shit into snowfall. Go off every chance that I get, I guess I'ma show off. Flaw on any beat that you play, I feel like I showed y'all. When I was up and coming, I had your favorites up and running. Had them dodging features with me. When my album dropped, they ducking. I do press runs, they get quiet. Around that time, I don't hear nothing. When they drop, I'm in they city. I'm outside like I've been hunting. Ball shit, invest in my own paper now, like fuck it. Built another source of income, cause rap alone won't cut it. Don't leave no money on the table, let's meet and discuss the budget. If they let me go today, my own career, I can fund it. How they gon' weigh out your legacy? How the critics gon' judge it? Is your chapter gon' be legendary status when they shut it? Some word delivery, adding some versatility, double your workability, and now you know how to
remember
be a rapper.
Remember standing on that block, just like yesterday. These pull up with the captain, then I run. I turned the street shit into corporate, a pot to an office. I give you how to be a rapper 101. I remember standing on that block, just like yesterday. These pull up with the captain, then I run. Yeah, I turned the street shit into corporate, a pot to an office. I give you how to be a rapper 101. Nigga.
Yo, yo, this Aguilar Don Bishop, and I'm back outside, and check out my new heat playing now on Dirty Basement Radio with DJ Sincere. Tap in, you are ready.
This is a propane campaign production.
Yeah. We back.
Not the same, let me make it clear. You gon' run from the drama, you gon' face your fears. He locked, will never see the end of his beard. His wife pregnant, missed the birth of his kid. You can take it for granted or take it for what it is. When I was starving, you wouldn't do the things that I did. Hand on my gun, barrel to his ribs. It's just me versus the man in the mirror. Now I'm feeling like the man of the year. The last of my peers, if you ain't first, you last. There's no questions to ask. Your talk don't got a resume to match. If it's too good, there must be a catch. Time heals all wounds. It don't bring nobody back. Put it on the music, frame it up on the plaque. It's all paint on the paper, but they calling it rap. Drum got 100 rounds, try rapping to death.
Yo, it was times when I thought that I could eat with you. Soon as you bring them to the table, they act and creep with you. Hack a foul on shorty, cause he ain't sleep with you. And did your fan wild dirty, cause he ain't beef with you. Damn, damn, damn. Yo, this AR, clear the space out. A lot of rap cats I wanna take out. Castellano, you getting sparked at the steakhouse. Cats like y'all, I don't know how y'all make out. Pull a weight out, Louis bag, I get the cake out. Fuck them streams, cause it sits and never pay out. I don't know how y'all living, just dealing with the layout. You dudes fraudulent, I've been calling all you names out. Been getting the hate ever since my first album came out. Yeah, this game is an atrocity. Young boys look at OGs with animosity. Saying our generation, I owe the apology. Y'all niggas is the future, but I need y'all to follow me. Pull up wild deep like I'm rolling with an armory. Might do your bodily harm, snatch an artery. Setting up shop on a block like it's a pharmacy. We at the bistro, bro, y'all niggas ain't starving me.
Yeah, big shout out to the great Aguilar. He was recently in the building here on Dirty Basement Radio. Make sure you go to the archives and check that interview out. Definitely had some real talk. Some game was definitely spit on that interview. As in, you know, a lot of the a product that we put forth here on Dirty Basement Radio on this particular platform, we serve to give you that type of level information. Once again, big shout out to my brother Rasun Tap over at Dominion Hill Records. He was in the building a few weeks back, and once again had a fantastic conversation with that young man. So yeah, definitely need to check out the archives of Dirty Basement Radio. A lot of game is definitely laid down here in Dirty Basement University. All right. Now, I want to get into a little bit of industry talk, but I got so many joints I got to play. I got to get to this music right now. So we're going to jump into a couple more joints, and then I'm going to see if I can jump back in, go on a quick rant about a couple of things that's going on in this music business, and then we're going to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep it pushing. But another joint that we blazed here on Dirty Basement Radio, of course, you know, we keep them coming early and often. All right, this is that Eric Sermon alongside of Salt and Pepper. Yeah, Eric Sermon and Salt and Pepper, real serious. All right, this is Back to the Party. Let's go.
Tell me now.
Rockwalla, Eric Sermon, Salt and Pepper. We taking it back, yeah, way back. Block party, back in time. Park jam. Y'all know what I'm talking about, huh? Relax your mind, set your conscience free. You're now rocking to the sounds of S&P. Back to the party, back to the fever, back to the rooftop. Showstopper money, we pulling up in the new drop. Doing the Dougie to the bar for a few shots. World going up again, parties on every block. Taking it back and you know we ready. Summertime, hot night, sounds of the city. No more lockdown, throw the confetti, time to flex. Yeah, I'm Fetty. Dance, bounce, roller skate. And please grow up, y'all too old to hate. I control my fate, cut my own check. Yeah, I control my pay. Back to the party. Is in order. Take you back to the days when the Latin Quarter used to pop off, the whole city was lit. Don P filled my glass, not crisp. The DJ's only spinning the hot shit. S&P still continue to drop hits. Ladies say ow, fellas say ho. Now we're here, 2024, let's go. Hands in the air, it's a brand new year. Ain't you tired of the tears and living in fear? I promise you, we about to go up and stay there. If you come to party, let me hear you say hell yeah. From the dance floor to the lobby, we gon' take it back to the party.
Yeah, once again, that was Eric Sermon featuring Salt and Pepper, man. This, you know, I got so much exclusive music. I so many crazy records, man. I think, you know, a DJ Sincere Dirty Basement Radio mixtape is long, long overdue. You know what I'm saying? I think I might have to do that. I think I might have to do that. All right, let's keep it banging right now. Let's throw it back with this one. Rest in peace to the legendary Granddaddy IU.
Yo, OC.
Yo, yo, what's good?
Yo, down tonight, baby, man.
Heard, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we
gonna do a big tonight, man. Get more people on the phone,
yes.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I got IU coming through.
Oh, word, IU coming through.
Oh, yeah, 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 big one. Make sure you bring the phone out.
I got you, man. I got you covered.
Party and move. We living and we having a good time. Chilling like it's nothing to lose. So don't like the hustle or the grind.
My legacy worth the grind instead of spending them G's. If it ain't worth my time spent, me and Key go way back, she fam, so it's worth the assignment. Of course the good bill supplied by IU, the source of the foundation, implementing the boom. The commentary be serene, got everybody standing doing anything on the floor up to the mezzanine. Blessed are the people who indulge in this righteous mode. Powerful music we bringing enlighten your soul. Laws of attraction we're putting in the air, comes back and the fact is energy manufactured. Granddaddy fine-tuning, 16 clock in with the minutes and seconds as I do this. In spite of the art, it's not that serious, so don't get it confused when I choose to.
Party and booze, we living and we having a good time. Chilling like it's nothing to lose, so don't like the hustle or the grind.
buy me some Jimmy Choo. Side hustle, center, chinchilla, born to bend the rules. Top contender, you ever seen a winner lose? Not possible, mindset is never win or lose. It's Marquis from Far Rock to Marcy. We just buy a new whip, we don't cry over lost keys. I'm known across seas, it's costly to cross me. Let's talk G's, I put the boss in bossy. Don't fault me, I'm just trying to get to the cake. Make sure my haters don't get a break. Skin all my niggas get flaked. I get to stash a couple mil in the safe. Do what it takes to raise all our glasses and celebrate. On tour in Japan, Okutor out in France. Vacate to foreign lands while you nodding up to them bands. This is luxury music, we the best of the best. OC and IU, rap royalty in the flesh.
Yeah, you know, I might have to just consider that. I might have to just consider that, man. Dirty Basement Radio, DJ C holding down the MIC. I give it nothing but bangers back to back to back to back. All right, the most exclusive music you'll hear right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Because, you know, commercial radio is the worst. You know what I'm saying? Commercial radio has had a lot of, you know, issues for years and years in terms of, you know, the music that they let through and what they don't let through. And, you know, what they don't let through is a lot better than the stuff that they do let through. So, if you want to hear that exclusive music that you're missing from your favorite FM station, then make sure that you tune in right here to Dirty Basement Radio. You could also catch us in syndication in various markets on the various platforms. I big shout out to all the markets that carry the Dirty Basement Radio show in syndication during the course of the week. So you make sure that you're following me on Instagram at @DJSincere_DirtyBasement, @DJSincere_DRTYBSMNT. All right, and you could stay abreast of all the goings-on, all the different places and platforms that you could catch the Dirty Basement Radio show. Now, before I get into – okay, I Mr. Roy is ready to go, so we're going to get him connected in a minute. All right, before I do that, I just want to jump back to Priest real quick because, Priest, I caught that interview that you did with the gentleman, the inventor of those solar light bulbs, the Amaglow light bulbs. You know what I mean? And big shout out to, you know, saying big shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, interesting talk. He was definitely talking about a few things on the technology side and, you know, how things work and how things, you know, were developed. So yeah, definitely big shout out to you. Big shout out to him.
Well, thank you, bro. That's Corey should be on the line now because I sent you one of his songs for the Go and Know.
Oh, you and did? Okay, see,
yes, sir.
See, you know, now you're telling me at the last minute you couldn't have hit me up earlier.
Well, if you started it, if you didn't have these people calling me asking me where the best shop at, I would have had time to talk to you a normal conversation. But my
It sounds like I really did you a favor if you're thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? I gave you a whole lot of traffic, brother.
But I don't like traffic. The guy called me and said, you know, in Maryland, they got a 30,000 square foot building where they're doing this, that, and the other. Now, the problem with what he was saying was he didn't know what city he was in. He don't know the address. So could I assist him in finding this address? I'm like, bro, you asking me to research my competitors. I don't think I do that much. I don't do that.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You know me, and then if you know me, you can come and sample what I'm sampling, then I'll tell you the rules of engagement. Okay.
There you go.
That's
the
it.
Rules
no
of engagement.
Nothing.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, so I would have called you. I really would have called you, bro, but I just finished talking to one of my lawyers 5 seconds before the show started. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He was like, oh, you back in business? I was like, no, bro. I'm not in business. And so he heard it. He heard the show, and he was like, all right, now you say you out. And I'm like, I'm out. Because I'm trying to get food stamps, so I got to be out.
Okay.
No, it don't make no sense. Bro. Yeah, it don't make no sense, but you got to be legit so you don't have to quit.
All right, I hear you. I hear you. No doubt. All right, well, let me get Mr. Roy connected and see what's going on. All right, Mr. Roy, what's happening with you?
You already know who it is when you hear that sound of house going down. Star Dogger, AW in the building. Just taking the two letters, a little under the weather because of this AC 1 minute, then hot days next minute. It's beautiful out here in Florida. I tell you, it's crazy. But, still been listening to what's going on and chiming in, but I'm just trying not to talk too much. My throat is kind of sore, as you can hear. But I guess that bug that DJ Sincere had transcended through the phone all the way to Florida.
All right, well, you know what I'm saying? Well, you got to be able to, you know, push through. You know what I'm saying? I still have to push through. You got to push through. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
oh, yeah,
you know, DJ Sincere. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
so, you know, you know what I'm saying? So just, you know, hit him with the DJ Cool. Hit him with the DJ Cool and, you know, clear your throat. And let's go. Get to work. Let's go. Don't be trying
all
to pull out sick.
The show must go on. Peace. Peace to priest.
Now, Mr. Ball was in the studio. He just was making up some story. Because I know he got some new music he's going to bust us with. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet.
It's coming, though.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to give my Denzel laugh.
That's what's up.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't wait. Looking forward to, you know, hearing what you've been cooking up, what you got in store. All right. And we're going to see about getting that joint that priest said that he sent. Just recently, we're going to see if we can get that together. We got the going on that's going to be coming up around the top of the hour. All right, so definitely get yourself prepared for that. Let me see what I can get into in a second. Let me see what joint I want to. Maybe we'll just blaze the Mr. Ward joint.
I got a little subject matter in the moment while you're trying to find a song. What do you think about that? What do you think about the Tyson comeback? I mean, he's looking good to me, you know. And you know, I've seen a couple of snippets of his little training up to date that was similar to what he was doing back 20 years ago. And the man reduced. There was one time that Tyson was just like getting out of shape, doing whatever, appearing in movies and not really doing anything physical or anything, you know, athletic. And then he did like a 380. You know, I think he even had a podcast of his own, a talk show of his own. I seen a few times on social media. I don't remember the name of it or anything. But, you know, now to see that he is at the gym and he reduced – I think I'm mistaken. He said – he reduced his body weight down to 155. I'm like, Tyson went to 155? I was like, that's like an incredible weight loss. Because at that one time, I think Tyson was like 200-something. So you're going to tell me he lost 50 pounds, and then, you know, he's getting his shape back and he's getting his speed back. This is going to be a fight. If that's going to be – I don't know about the other dude. I'm going to start checking on the opponent. I forgot his name. Real quick, but you know, I hope he's prepared. You know, Tyson feels like he might have a something to prove throughout the years. You know, I still ride with him, even though he did whatever. I still ride with him as being one of the greatest boxers ever.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, he was in a fighter exhibition, you know what I'm saying, you might could call it, you know, to a degree. I think it was last year with Roy Jones Jr. You know, they had a, you know, a bout, as it were. Now, the fella that he's supposed to have a fight with, I think it's one of those like influencer type of guys that box, and but they not real, you know, they do these events. It's more of like an event than a fight person. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so, you know, Tyson is like, you know, about, you know, he's in his you know, middle late 50s or whatever, but he's definitely still in shape. So it'll be, you know, it'll be interesting. I guess he'll give it the same energy that the dude, you know, gives him. So if the dude comes out and tries to be like, all right, I'm going to knock out Mike Tyson, then it might get ugly.
Right. I see that you're a comedian.
Mike got 30 years on. He's 57 and the opponent's 27.
Okay.
Man, Mike gonna beat that boy like he his stepson. Okay.
Like he stole something. Like he stole something from Priest's, you know what I mean? He stole something from the listening room and tried to go to the dirty basement. He gonna get stolen.
Yeah, I think it's more like what DJ Sincere was saying. You know what I'm saying? It's more like a exhibition type stuff. It ain't gonna go more than three rounds, I'm sure. But the 27-year-old gonna get tired by the time Mike beat him up a little bit.
Well, I mean, I'm not quite sure. You know, I mean, I don't know if Mr. Roy has the information in front of him. I don't know what it's scheduled for, how many rounds, maybe like a 10-round fight. But I'm assuming it's not going to be like an all-out, you know what I'm saying, put 100% energy into it kind of fight unless it just happens to go left. You know what I'm saying? I expect, you know, more of a exhibition. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they throw a few punches and, you know, hit a few shots, but it's not going to be like, you know, like a real serious fight, you know what I mean? But it'll definitely be something to watch. I'm sure it'll be entertaining. You know, they'll probably have like an undercard to it, and maybe, you know, they'll pull out a few, you know, performances, maybe, you know, see who's going to walk out with who, you know, which artist is going to walk out with which boxer and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it'll be something to watch. It'll definitely be something to watch. But, yeah, we'll see what's good. We'll see.
Did you say undercard or undercart? Because I think the boy's undercard.
He's going to need something to take him out of that ring, right? Mike is going to beat him up for fraud. His name is Jake Paul. It's going to be something entertaining, you know? They said that he's an odds. He's the favorite in the boxing fight, you know, and I'm like, what? You know, it's okay. All right, let it be that odd. You know what I'm saying? Because I think Tyson, I saw some of the sparring. With, I was like, Tyson is still hitting fast. One of the things that Tyson used to do, he used to show his hand skills and the speed of his head bobbing when he was younger. And they showed some of that comparison to what he was doing, and man, it's impressive. You know, he's 57, yeah. 3 years from 60. 3 years from 60, and he brought it back.
Let's not go totally crazy over to one side, because you do have to take into account that 30-year age difference. You do have to take that into account. Now, this fella, Jake Paul, like I said, he's like a media creation. Now he boxes, and I think he's had maybe 10 or 12 fights, you know, so far. And this is the kind of thing that, you know, he does. He puts on, he's not the type of boxer that you're going to see go up through the ranks of any kind of, you know, boxing commission, you know, WBA, WBC. He's going to, you know, put on an event. He's going to promote an event, co-promote an event. He's going to bring in, you know, whatever fighter, you know, that maybe, you know, in this case, Mike Tyson, and, you know, he's going to, you know, make a whole bag of money from the whole thing, you know, as it all goes. If people are going to buy into it, they're going to talk about it like we are, and they're going to watch like we are.
And, 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 on one of the biggest platforms, Netflix. What?
Right.
Netflix.
Now that was interesting. That was an interesting part that when I did hear about the fight, that was interesting to me because I was surprised to see that it was going to be on Netflix. I was surprised at that.
Well, that's another $2 billion. That's $2 billion they're going to split.
They're going to charge, I think they're going to charge a little extra fee to the subscribers, but then there'll be people who might just subscribe just to watch that fight, and then they might get help, pigeonhole to being, and now you're a member of Netflix, you're not just going to cut it off. And Netflix, I joined Netflix when it was $5.99, and I was telling everybody about it, and I was like, yo, I was the advocate for Netflix. I thought they should have gave me something for free because I was just telling everybody. I was getting everybody hooked up. It was $5.99. You couldn't lose. Now Netflix is like 17 something, 21 something. I'm like, wow. And there's a lot of more entities now that's free that does just as well with, good television. But, it goes along with the rankings. And Netflix is ranking number one in the top five of apps that you watch television streaming on. It's the number one. So this is going to be this is going to be fulfilling. People probably going to have parties behind it. Like let's have a in-house party or rent a spot and have a party behind it to watch the fight. So it's gonna be bigger because of the way social media is now than when.
Yeah.
Tyson was doing it any other time because when Tyson was doing it the other way, it was worldwide. But this way now, everybody don't feel like they got to go anywhere special. They'd be like, what, I could watch it on Netflix? I stay home and just come over to my house, It's going to be something fun. I think it is. I hope it's interesting.
All right. No, no doubt. All right, well, that's what it is. I guess we'll see when it comes up. I guess they'll be having that in a few weeks or a couple of months, so we'll definitely keep our eye on that. All right, let's jump back into a little bit more music. All right, this Blazes, Mr. Roy Joint. Right now, I got to go back to my email and get my going note together. So let's blaze this while we do that. We'll be right back.
Send the alert out to your committee. Then same old nigga living in a new city,
baby.
Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. With nothing on the line but mine, like I'm Diddy. I can grind me and gritty. Pay attention, take notice. If a rhyme ain't on my mind, then I'm really not focused.
Nah.
I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm devoted. It's a fact, you can quote it. Mr. Rose, locomotive, spit the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred, keeping it unlocked like a full head of dreads. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your guap, that means I gotta take your bread and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? It doesn't matter when you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the wind-up, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. It's a stone runner to be in the league or the team where I'm at. Cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat, or more like a whip. So keep niggas get. I'm surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube is that you get. All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the book on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this, I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game gonna chit. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. And always watch your back before you start running your lip.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Nowadays, rhyme pays, so get caught in the whirlwind. Everybody spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain. After me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest. Just like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe with some practice, you change your status. You will achieve. You pull up your sleeve, little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track. I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease. Leave you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause real MCs are deadlier than killer bees. So why you trying to catch some Z's? I'm focusing on making G's. I got a disease. It's called ill expertise. You can't catch it. You can stay being ratchet. You can't match it. And guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out ace. In the PE, you can attach it.
Get ready now. You know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Let's go. Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Union. All right, that's what it is. All right, Dirty Basement's own, Mr. Raw. All right, now listen, Priest, I was looking into things, all right, and I see that something was sent, but it's not what it was supposed to be. It looks like you sent me a JPEG, which is like an image file, but there's no music files that are attached to any of the emails I got to.
Hold on, man. I'm sorry.
I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's not a song. It's not a song. So you and the gentleman, maybe connect on that behind the scenes and see if you can get me that song. I will be getting to the Go and Know in just a bit. All right, in just a bit. I think I see Kay Swiss in the building. I big shout out to that 702 area code that just popped in. All right, but yeah, see if you can take care of that, and I'll be able to see about getting this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said yes, sir. Run it like you run the whole club, bro. Let's get it. You hot tonight, by the way. You hot tonight.
Oh yeah.
Do your thing. Yeah, can you get me a side chick while you getting your music together? Cause I need a side chick.
Well, you know, that's something that you're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? That's something that, you know, you're going to have to do on your own, brother.
I'm sorry. The song side chick, man.
Okay, I know that. Well, I could definitely take care of that for you. You know what I'm saying? We started off the show with this song right here, but there's no reason that we can't spin the block. You know what I'm saying? The song is definitely a banger. I bitched out to Mona Smith. The video is scheduled to be released later on today. Once again, if you've seen some of the clips, promo clips, behind the scenes clips from the video, then you know it's about to be real, real crazy. All right, the song is definitely heat. We've been rocking it here on Dirty Basement Radio for a minute now, and everybody just cannot get enough of this song. I had a fantastic interview with this young lady about a month or so ago. Go back to the archives and check that out. Definitely had a real good time. Once again, by request, we're going to get it in. All right, this is Mona Smith, and this is Side Chick, Dirty Basement Radio. Let's go.
Bought your soul.
You didn't turn around when I yelled your name. And this ain't no new game you're coming with. I told you from the deal I'm the ace of spades. And it's a lowdown shame when the devil bought your soul. And we'll see if it's ready.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is your girl, Sheree, Miss Sex Appeal, chillin' with DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio in New York City.
Not your average, so know that when you hit me, I'm talking marriage, until you show me I'm all you need, yeah. I'm gonna be there when I need to be, not gonna focus on what don't concern me, body on rainbow mode, clear out the whole thing, more than enough to hold, can't help but tell it. Feel it, baby, make you spill it to it. A poncho ain't gon' help you through it. You gon' have to feel it. I don't need to say I'm different, I'm just not like them. You gotta know before you approach me. Everything you say about me, say I'm not like them. Know that before you approach me. I need understanding, so put your words into action. Shouldn't have to demand it. What I guarantee is satisfaction. Oh, 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 oh. You're gonna wanna put your arms all around me. The way I have you, one stick up, you gon' surround me. Driven first, then you started drowning. Put your hands all over me, boy, like you my man. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Baby, make you spill it to it. Gonna help you through it. You gon' have to feel it. To say I'm different, I'm just not like them. You gotta know before you approach me. Everything you say about me, say I'm not like them. Know that before you approach me. We don't have to complicate nothing. Just don't underestimate what I got you feeling. I'm just not like them. You gotta know before you approach me. Everything you say about me, say I'm not like them. Know that before you approach me.
It's your girl, the Nightingale, Nicole Gobert, and you're listening to DJ Sincere in the Dirty Basement, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Kisses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, big shout out to Nicole Gobert, all right, and all the fantastic female artists that be dropping all that heat, too. I right, got a lot of fantastic music that's coming out right now. Now, we got the Going On that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Now, Priest, I got that song. We got it on deck now. All right, so we're going to definitely be spinning that a joint. Big salute to the artists for getting that over to me in a timely fashion, excuse me. All right, but before we get into the Going No, I do got a couple of quick things that I do want to say about some of the stuff that's going on now. If you've been paying attention to the music side, to the business side of the music business, then you've been seeing a lot of these goings on. Now, we've been talking about some of this stuff, some of the changes from, you know, the music side and some from the business side, but there's been a lot of stuff that's been dropping just lately. Now, if you've been paying somewhat of attention, if you're a fan of TikTok, you've seen some of the issues that TikTok as a platform is going in, going through as relating to the music that they use on their platform for, you know, the music that people use or are able to pull up and add into their reels and, you know, some of the stuff that they're doing and the lack of what they consider to be appropriate compensation to be able to use the music that they have the rights to. Now, we're talking about Universal Records. Now, Universal Records is not just one record label. They own a lot of record labels, All right. So subsequently, they control a whole lot of music. So that's a one blow that, you know, hit TikTok recently. Now, from the other side of things, from the legislation side of things, they've been increasing the scrutiny, looking at TikTok and this company and looking for ways to basically, you know, ban it. You know, as far as in the United States, they consider it to be a malicious app that's controlled by the Chinese, and they are concerned. And by they, I mean, you know, this government, some of the legislatures in both the House and the Senate are concerned about what the Chinese potentially, or at least this is, you know, the reasoning that they use, what the Chinese would potentially be able to do with access to so many people's information through that TikTok platform. So, you know, they're looking to, you know, curtail the platform coming from that side of things, from the political side of things. And then from, you know, the business side of things, you know, Universal Records is hitting them with those, you know, with that. You talked about Tyson earlier, but Universal Records is definitely hitting them with that serious body blow also and pulling a lot of their music. Now, a lot of times when you have a large entity like Universal do it, then some of the smaller entities end up following suit. So it could very well lead to the demise or the downfall, or at least a serious downgrading of the usefulness of that platform. And I think, you know, TikTok and has, you know, kind of had his heyday, just like all these platforms do. They have their heyday, and then they kind of settle into a you know, they kind of plateau out. And, you know, they have their, you know, they continue to have their run and their level of popularity. But, you know, these algorithms, they shift these algorithms periodically so that, you know, things don't always go the way that, you know, they used to. And what people get hyped about doesn't work anymore. All right. And that's one aspect of things. I see my dude Black Caesar in the building. We're going to get him connected in just a second. The other thing that you may have seen that I posted to my page a little bit earlier today, you know, one of the so-called, what did they call that crew? Oh, my goodness, I forgot what they called that political crew. You know, kind of, you know, derisively, yes, the squad. That's what it was, the squad. Young lady from, I believe, Michigan, one of the representatives down there, had got on the floor the other day, and I had a couple of words about, you know, what's going on with, you know, these streaming platforms and the amount of money or lack thereof that is contributed, you know, to the artists, you know, the artists and the producers of this music in relation to the money that's directed, you know, back to the you know, back to the labels. And, you know, it was a very interesting thing to see that happen, you know, for her to get up on the floor and to make these kind of statements relating to how many streams that it takes and, you know, how much money is generated and all this kind of things. And, you know, for Congress to be looking into these things right now and looking for ways to, you know, adjust, you know, what's going on with the music business, how music is distributed, where the money is going, and all these different kind of things is definitely an interesting time. And if you're an independent artist, or even if you are, you know, on the business side of things, you know, if you're not paying close attention and staying abreast of all these different kind of things, you're definitely going to be lost in the sauce. So, you know, if it's a aspect of, you know, always trying to, you know, do it yourself and I'm going to do everything and I'm going to wear all the hats and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, you know, I put another post on my page about a week or so ago. And, you know, I stole this one from the good folks over at Meet the Tylers. Big shout out to the Meet the Tylers podcast because, you know, I saw this on their page and it basically said, you know, I don't understand why someone would rather be a broke boss than a rich teammate. And, you know, that struck me in a certain kind of way because, you know, everybody runs around for the past maybe 10, 20 years and, you know, they want to have the CEO a label on the end of their names and this, that, and the other thing. But at the end of the day, you know, what are you really doing? What revenue is being generated and so, you know, so forth and so on. And, you know, opportunities, you know, I'm quite sure have arisen for those people where they could have gone into, you know, collaboration or association with other kind of entities and came up on that proverbial bag. But in order for them to maintain, but that would have required them to, you know, work in a capacity as a teammate and not necessarily, you know, have their, you know, ego a stroke to the level that they want, because, you know, they want to be the boss and, you know, HNIC and everything that goes along with that. But they rather maintain that boss position than to go in association or collaboration and, you know, take a role and get to the money, you know, which is a very, very, very strange phenomenon to me. All right, let me get to my man Black Caesar connected, see what's on his mind. Black Caesar, what's going on with you? Black Caesar, what's good?
Did I have myself on mute? Did I have myself on mute?
I guess you did. All right, so what's a good word?
Yeah. Okay. What I got going on is DEI. I got a big problem rant with that this week. DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. They fired all these guys from diversity, equity, and inclusion in Florida and everywhere else. What I want to know is some of these guys like Joe Bonamassa. Maybe you don't know who Joe Bonamassa is. He was a young white kid that B.B. King took him and put him on stage along with him. Now he's the biggest blues man. He's about 40, 50 years old. He's playing blues. And you got Eric Clapton. He's a king rock and roll and blues. Eric Clapton running around. Eminem doing hip-hop. So we got a big problem with this diversity, equity, and inclusion. How come all of these guys are, you know, playing our music? When I look at this guy, Joe Bonamassa, his whole blues band, the drummer, bass player, everybody's white in his band. So now we done made blues white. We got Eminem with the hip-hop. What's going on with that?
Well, I mean, that's a topic that we've also covered here, you know, and I've said this before. I think that, you know, as dirty of a word as it has become over the years, I think gatekeeping is a thing that's greatly necessary. I think we let, you know, you can't keep folks from, you know, being, you know, creative in the way that they want to be. You know, you can't stop folks from playing a particular sound or a particular kind of music. But what you can do is that you can decide whether or not you're going to give it your stamp of approval or not, and whether or not you're going to allow it, you know, within your realm, you know what I mean, as a community, you know, as a people, you know what I'm saying? Good music is good music. And over the years, we've all heard different artists where, you know, you hear their sound, and it definitely had that R&B sound, that black sound, let's be blunt about it. And then, you know, you turn around and find out that it's, you know, what they used to call that, a blue-eyed soul, right? And it's a white guy. He's like, wow, right. I didn't even know this guy was white. He sounds black, right? So, you know, we've had those kind of experiences, you know, over the years. And I guess in one way, you know, we would have missed out on some of that music. I guess that part of it, you know, may be, you know, like a good experience. Yeah. But some things are accepted way too much. You know, we do accept way too much.
Wait,
and we definitely let too many people in.
Well, hold on a minute. You talking about we let too many people in. So now, because we got some of these guys, good music is good music. So I'm going to take a school that's down by me in North Carolina for an example. I'm sure people listening have a lot of these kind of schools or businesses in your area. This is, I'll just say the name. It's East Carolina University. So now you're going to tell me that a good educator is not a good educator, but the only educators that we can have in the school are all white. And only the people of color, they can do housekeeping and trimming the hedges and the bushes and everything else, but they can't be educators. You maybe out of, you know, 2,000-3,000 teachers, you have, what, maybe 2% that are people of color. So, you know, good music is good music, but a good educator is not a good educator. You know, it's those gatekeepers that are in control of most of the stuff that are setting and keeping this system, segregated system in place. And I'm going to be honest with you, some of us don't do too much or any better because we tend to take some of these people under our wing and neglect our own people in terms of favoring some other people because, you know, just makes it look good and it's a good appeal. That's just my opinion.
Right. Well, that's kind of what I was, you know, saying at the same time. You know, we allow too much,
right.
We accept too much. You know, in order for all of these folks, and once again, not to say that some of them aren't, you know, fantastic musicians and make good music, but some of them don't,
yeah.
Or some of them, some of them may have a certain kind of, you know, political or social bent to it that's not necessarily a good for, you know, our community, let's say. You know what I mean? But because of whatever reasons, but, you know, some of what you said, because it looks good, it sounds good, you know, we like to be so accepting of everything and everyone, once again, a lot of times to our detriment. All right, 563-999-3050. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, having a conversation right quick about some things going on. Some things don't necessarily translate the same way, you know, when you talk about, you know, education as opposed to, you know, entertainment. If you're an artist, especially in today's market, you have the ability to put out music independently at a very, you know, high level. You know what I mean? You could, you know, distribute it to, you know, all of the outlets and, you know, so and so and such, you know, as much as your creativity or your budget will allow you to do. When you're talking about, you know, education, you know, the way that I'm looking at it, or, you know, anything that requires you to, you know, to go to somebody else for a position, then you're going to be at those people's mercy. Now, of course, the option is always to, you know, if you want to get a building and start an institution and do a, you know, independent school, educational facility, then that's always an option. But if you're looking at it from, you know, I'm going to go over to, you know, basically my enemy and ask him for, you know, a job, then, you know, you don't be surprised when you only get that, you know, 2%, you know, that's been hired, you know, by that same enemy. So, you know, that's what that is, you know, as far as I'm concerned. But we're getting ready to get into the go and no. All right, be shocked to everybody that's in the building. All right, 563-999-3050 is the calling number. If you want to play along, if you're too shy for the telephone, you can always hit me up on my social media. You can also hit me up on Twitter. I'm still active on Twitter. You know, I love my Twitter, now known as X. All right, Twitter has definitely, you know, gotten a bit more crazy. You know, a bit more. I mean, it was always a liberal place, but it's definitely gotten a bit more crazy, a bit more loose. Under the direction of your boy Elon Musk. All right, let me get my dude Mr. Raw connected. All right, so we get ready for this go or no. All right, Mr. Raw. All right, anything that you want to, you know, contribute? Yeah, anything you want to contribute to that subject before we get into the go or no?
No, because I was definitely looking at something else I want to bring up a little later. But no, I'm good. We can get on in.
All right, Dirty Basement Radio. All right, let's get into it.
Different links to going to any other websites is not going to be suitable for us. So please keep it MP3. That way we can work with it. And do us a favor, please label the name of the artist and the name of the song properly so that we can do justice when we introduce your song. Any song is available. You can send any genre. It doesn't have to be censored. Send it in and give it a try. Please have some thick skin because we have a panel of people which can randomly call at the number 563-999-3050 and press the number one button in order to participate with helping us judge these songs. Now, we do not, I repeat, we do not listen to these songs ahead of time. We are listening to these songs the same time you listen to them. So if you hear something that sounds off the wall, crazy, sound like your drunk auntie got into the booth while you was away, and or Uncle Philbert on the side that came through, and no, that has nothing to do with us. We didn't set it up like that. You know, just call in, join us, help us. We would appreciate if you stick around to help us judge everybody's song, not just yours. Now, on with the show.
All right. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, getting ready to get into this edition of Going On. Now, as I said a little bit earlier, this is basically largely a celebrity edition of Going On. We have a number of known artists on today's edition of Going On, but we also have a number of independent artists with some alternative sounds. I had included some Afro beats and some dancehall also in today's Going On. So, you know, I think that late submission that I got will, you know, fit right in. All right. So let's see who we're going to start off with. I think we'll start off with this, with that being said. All right. First song up on deck. Haven't heard from this young man in a minute, but a gentleman who you also find in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio. If you remember that interview, Mr. Roy. All right. On deck right now. It's your boy Beanie Man. Yeah, we had Beanie Man in the building. Yeah, we did. All right. This joint is called Take Off Your Clothes. All right, let's take this one out and see what it do. Go and know.
I want to do something good.
Yo, what?
All right, that's your boy Beanie Man right there. That was called Take Off Your Clothes. All right, Mr. Roy, you going to send it off?
I see what he's trying to do. I see he's trying to go that kind of pit bull route with reggae. And, you know, he's trying to like, go into a different lane. He's merging into a different lane. I think it'll do well with the right video because he's Beanie Man, because he's already a well-known figure. It's not a bad offering, you know, because it's high energy. So it's gonna make you dance, and it's gonna, you know, sex sells. Take off your clothes. So yeah, I give it a go.
Okay. All right, let me go to Priest right now. Priest, what do you think about the song?
Yeah, that was like I ain't hear nothing what he was saying for real, me personally. But the beat, I was going with that, and I was talking to a person at the same time. And they was like, what you listening to? I said, we on the air, man. He's like, oh, that's funky right there. So it's funky because I was in the funky mood with talking to a person. And they was funky at the same time. So I don't know. We're going to go with a yes.
Okay. All right. Priest is on board with it. All right. Let me go to Black Caesar. Black Caesar, how you feel about the song?
Yeah. I think it's okay. I mean, personally, it didn't suit my taste with creativity. But I could hear that, you know, somebody came to him with a formula. It's kind of like a reggaeton kind of thing, and he's really working it. So that could go, I think, really good in the club. So I'd have to give it a go, you know, looking at it from outside of myself as other people would, like if they were going to a club. I think a lot of people would like that.
Okay. All right, all right. We got K-Swiss in the building. Let me get her assessment of the song. K-Swiss, what's going on with you?
I'm good. How are you all?
All right, all right.
All right.
What do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, I'll give it a go. I can picture it, like, on a beach with a bonfire, and the young people, take off your clothes, you know? I can picture
okay.
that.
Okay. All right, new beach. Nude beach, nude beach shenanigans going on, right? Nude beach shenanigans.
That's what I'm
okay.
talking about right there. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, that might be an idea. That might be an idea. All right, sound like everybody is rocking with that song now. The song that I was sent as a late entry, we got that artist that's in the building. They've been hanging out with us, checking out the show. So thank you so much for that. So I think we'll get to their song right now. All right, and see what it do. Now, I believe the name of the artist is Burning Trees, and the song is Moving to D.C. All right, so let's check this out and see what it do. Go and know.
Yeah. You want to spark up them trees, better head to D.C. Y'all real. Spark up them trees, so it moving to D.C. About to blow trees, blow trees, recreational, recreational. Y'all real blow them trees, so he moving to D.C. About to blow trees, blow trees, blow trees, blow trees. Y'all real in D.C., so I guess you'll see me round the National Stadium, recreating all, knowing me. Got real hit D.C., so you know it's about to be on it, popping and stopping, popping, dropping dollars in my hand, cause you know when I'm the man, it's me, yo, boy, y'all real, I'm coming to D.C. cause you know I'm blowing trees. And it's late, go there, got to go there. Dead Navy Yard, I said, oh my lord, the first time I see the
All right, that's Burning Trees on that joint. All right, moving to D.C. All right, let's get some feedback on that real quick. Let's see what it do. Let me go to Black Caesar first. Black Caesar, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's really a little bit different, almost reminding me of my man Gil Scott-Heron, but he's got, you know, a little different kind of inflection on that. We know he's kind of just speaking and talking off-key, but, you know, I like a little bit of what he was saying and how he approached the subject, you know. I give that a go.
Okay, Black Caesar's giving it a go. Let me go to K-Swiss, get her thoughts. K-Swiss, what do you think about that one?
I'm going to say no. He was burning something. A little too much maybe while recording. I don't know.
No, I want to say burning trees.
Yeah.
He's burning trees. You know what that is? He's burning trees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was burning something.
Okay. All right, K-Swiss.
No.
Is not on that. All right, I feel you. All right, let me see. Let me go to Priest right now, get some feedback from him. All right, now, Priest. All right, you want to get some feedback on this song?
I'm still laughing, bro. I'm still laughing because I saw that song in a movie. I saw it in a movie, right? And there is no movie to it. I know there's no movie, but I saw that that's what you put. That's where you put that song in one of these urban dramas, and you put that music in that song, you know. Because that was funny. I'm still laughing about it. Because I'm in D.C., so he probably was coming to see me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
All right. So you're going to give it a go? You giving it a go?
I'm going to give it a go, man. Yeah, I might get some customers that way.
Okay. All right. You might get some customers. Okay. All right, Mr. Roy, you're going to get the last word on this. What's your thoughts on it?
I give it no because it needed something. Something felt like it was missing in the music to accommodate the melody of what he was singing. And then also, when did it ever make a sound venture of showing us what part is the hook and what part is the song? It just went long. Like, we didn't know unless we was listening closely to hear the repeated part that he was saying, which part was the hook and which part was the song. It didn't even give you no type of transition. It just sounded like that one same drunken high style the whole way through. And then if he was going to do that, at least have some sort of melody in the beat to accommodate that type of melody that you're going with. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. That could have played
right.
Undertone with any
right.
instrument, and that would have helped it. So, you know, he could still get away with something like that, but go back, reassess the few things that you need to, you know, add to it, and then resend it. You never know, because it's not like the subject matter is never going to be something that you cannot talk about.
All right. Excellent breakdown, Mr. Roy. Excellent breakdown. All right, we got the artist in the building. All right, let's get him connected. All right, Bernie Trees, you're in the building. All right, what do you think of the feedback from your song?
Well, my name, Y'all Real. Burning Trees is actually the title.
So the name of the song is, okay, so what's the name of the artist?
Y'all Real.
Okay, because that's not how it was labeled. It's labeled Burning Trees Moving to D.C. Right, you know, and that's kind of like what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Y'all got to make sure that y'all label it right so we could give y'all the proper credit and say the proper names and everything. But nonetheless.
Well, I can't email you, brother. Nonetheless, we feel good. I appreciate the feedback that was given. I think Priest is the smartest one of the critics because he got what it was. Like, I am a comedian. You know, the music is just something that I do as a ad lib or just something to utilize the time. But, you know, this was a funny skit that's meant for, we make content. So I try to make songs that would fit for movies or fit for different things that would actually be something that people can remember going along with a scene of a specific movie. So Burning Trees, like every Burner Boy movie you can think about, that song could actually fit in one of the scenes, whether it was Cheech and Chong or Friday, that movie would be identifiable.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess, maybe in that context, it would probably definitely work better. Because just as a standalone song as it is, you know what I'm saying? Because this is what we do as far as, you know, critique songs. So, you know, we wouldn't necessarily think of it, you know, off the bat as, okay, well, this is something that's specifically for, like a movie scene or something like that. But just as like a standalone record, I can kind of understand why people were a little, you know, maybe a little, you know, put off by it. But, you know, within the context of what you're saying, you know, if we see it, you know, with that visual, then it might make, you know, it might hit a little bit differently. So, you know, but we definitely appreciate you being in the building.
Would it be in a snippet? I guess in the future,
if it is a snippet, then if we can send it to you based off of the snippet that is necessary, like if it's only 1 minute of a 4 minute song, then it's impossible for the transitions and the actual build up of the song to be able to exist if you only play part of it.
Well, we give the song, we give every song 90 seconds, which is, you know, plenty of time
okay.
enough to get a gist, you know, to get a gist of the song and, you know, whether or not, you know, a person is going to, you know, like a song, you know, once again, as a song, not necessarily as a score for a movie. So, you know, when you're listening to it, you know, as a song, you know way before it hits the 90-second mark whether you like it or not. You know what I mean? It usually doesn't take that. It usually doesn't take that long for somebody to form, you know, an opinion, you know, about a song. But we definitely appreciate you being in the building and, you know, submitting your music, you know, and we definitely look forward to, you know, so, you know, you said that you do comedy. So, you know, where can we catch some of these skits and such?
Well, everything is on my YouTube page, which is Yarreal 3R Pro CEO. You look on there, we've done shows, we do skits, we do messages of spiritual healing. I mean, whatever is necessary for the human being to increase, we're giving them a little piece.
Okay. All right, well, all right, folks, well, you heard it. All right, check out the brother, all right, Yarreal. And see what he has to offer on his YouTube channel. All right, brother, we definitely appreciate you being in the building. Thank you so much. All right, keeping it going with the Go and Know. All right, next song up on deck. Like I said, this is a celebrity edition of Go and Know. All right, we have Casanova featuring Chris Brown, and this joint is called Miami. All right, let me know what y'all think about it. Go and Know.
Should I wait? Tryna hit, no time for a date. I gotta break out. Yeah, girl, we doing takeout. I'm tryna hit him and spin it, she tryna make out. She wet as the pool, I'm on a lake out. Same way she find my room, she find a way out.
All my Spanish bitches bad and you know it. All my black bitches bad and you know it. Got the white girl, rabbit dress in Miami, yeah, we going. Got me in my bag when
girl,
I'm
we in Miami, yeah. Take off.
All right, all right. That's Casanova featuring Chris Brown. That's called Miami. All right, let me get some feedback from K-Swiss. Let me let her start this one off. K-Swiss, what do you think about this?
I like it. It's something I could listen to in the car while driving. So, yeah, I like it. It's a go.
Okay. All right, Black Caesar, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I like that also. That's definitely a go. And listening to it on my computer stereo, I mean, the production was like top-notch on that. The instrument, voices, everything, how it was produced was really good. So I like that. I give that a go.
All right, fantastic, fantastic. Now we have the artist whose song we just played last, or before last, I should say. All right, he's in the building with us. Let me see if he wants to play along and give some of, you know, his critique on some of these songs. Yarreal, what do you think about it?
I thought it was very good. I mean, Chris Brown is like the new Michael Jackson, so anything he on is going to at least make you feel good, you know. So that was definitely a feel-good track, and it made you feel like you could do something better with yourself.
All right, but overall, you're going to give it a go?
definitely
enough. All right, great, great. All right, let me see what Mr. Roy has to say about it. Mr. Roy, what do you think?
I couldn't say no better than how Yareel just said it. I mean, truth be told, in my eye, Chris Brown is the next Michael Jackson. And then, you know, when has he put out a bad song? I mean, that guy, he know that whatever check he gave to Chris is going to be worth it, because getting on a song with Chris Brown puts you in a different league, you know? So the song got a good catchy beat to it. It's solid. It's not because I live here, but it's one of the most visited places when you mention going places. Hey, I'm going to Miami. I'm going to L.A. I'm going to New York. So, you know, when you mention places like that and you give them a good song, welcome to Miami, everybody's going to gravitate toward it. They come down here, do an ill video with everybody looking great. It's going to be a smash.
All right.
Just a go.
All right, that's what's up. All right, Priest, you get the last word on the song.
I want a cameo in the video.
You want a cameo in the video? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, just a cameo. I'm going to say gold, because I need a cameo in that joint. Yeah.
All right, okay. That's what's up. All right, Priest is with it. All right, we vibing to that song. All right, that's a good look. All right, big shout out to A1. Looks like he just popped into the building. We'll get him on the next song. I'm not quite sure if he had a chance to really check that one out, so we'll see what he do on the next song. All right, let's keep it moving right now. Next song up on deck. Artist goes by the name of, it's either Tace or Tacy. All right, so forgive me on that, not quite sure. And it features Jacqueline Fernandez, and the song is called Yimmy Yimmy. All right, let's check this one out and see what it do. Go and know.
C'est du mal, je te fais des pensées. Il a souillé ton âme, toi tu t'es battu. Ton cœur est plus précieux que de l'or. Ne pense plus à lui.
Oh, petit amour, et je peux m'y prendre. Dès le lendemain, et que c'est brûlant.
Featuring Jacqueline Fernandez. The song is called Yimmy Yimmy. That's some of the sounds that's hitting the industry real hard right now. Let's see what my folks think about it. Mr. Roy, what do you think?
Man, let me tell you something. That song has such potential because it gave me an essence of four different languages that could be put in there, because that was obviously Indian and English, but they could have easily slid some Spanish in there and some African and some Asian on that same rhythm, and it would have still resonated. It sounds like one of those songs that any genre could take the beat and put their language on it, and it'll be a hit. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Okay. That's what's up. All right, Priest, what do you say about the song?
I say, I'm going to buy me a convertible as soon as my doctor say I can drive again. That's the song. I'm repping that song. You understand? Because, like Mr. Ross said, got so many different flavors you can add to that pot of food. Good gracious, man, I like it. Then people are going to go far. Don't let nobody distract you, young people. You got a hit right there, for sure. Yes, you stick with the yes button on that one.
All right, Priest, giving it the big stamp of approval. All right, let me go to K-Swiss next. K-Swiss, what do you think? Oh, I'm sorry.
Languages.
Wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, K-Swiss, what do you
think? It has a lot of potential. You know, I agree with Mr. Ra and all that, you know, the different languages and that. I would just suggest tune down. Just dial down that auto-tune just a little bit because your vocals are beautiful, but it was a little distracted with some of the auto-tune. But overall, I like it.
Okay. All right. Getting some good reviews on that song. People going with the vibe. All right, now let me go to this number right here. All right, A1 in the building. A1, what's good with you?
Yo, what up?
Ain't nothing. What's going on? You got some people coming in or something?
Yeah, the people, I mean, the song is deep, but the ultimate is definitely deep. I mean,
now, well, I need you to speak up a little bit. You sound mad low.
I said I just wouldn't be playing it like that, but yeah, it was decent.
All right. Something that's okay. All right, but A1 ain't too enthused about it. All right, it's all good. All right, let me see what Yareel thinks about it. Yareel, what do you think about the song? Yareel, you still with me? Not like he might have lost his connection or he might have got distracted. All right, let's get to the next song. Let's get to the next song up on deck. All right, we got some major artists, like I stated before. All right, next artist up on deck. We got a Drake song. All right, Drake is back on deck. He's back pushing, trying to come up with his next hit because he hasn't really been on the charts a whole lot lately. All right, he's kind of dropped out of sight, trying to make a comeback right quick. All right, this song is called You Broke My Heart. All right, let's check this one out and hopefully he won't break our ears. Let's see what it do. Go and know.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Don't go.
Look. My notepad caught many bodies. Screenshots all plenty problems. Voice notes bag plenty hotties. Can't just talk to me like anybody. Can't just talk to me like anybody, man. You bitches know that I'm a somebody. And lil' baby bad, she got a drum body. Hey. Bunch of feelings I just couldn't shake. Disrespect that I just shouldn't take. You just couldn't see the good in Drake. 4 months, not a long time. But you fucked somebody, you just couldn't wait. You broke my heart. You broke my heart. Yeah. I put careers on shelves like Amazon distribution center. Hell, really hate to call on Broski for the dirty work. I'd rather do it by myself. Clap, clap, clap. My tour route and leave a lazy nigga dizzy. Got more traction when the hair salon is busy. Flow for days like that river Mississippi. Freaky nigga like I sing with Pretty Ricky.
Huh? Yeah.
Got the ad-libs from Smiggy Nails done, but my trigger finger itchy, clutching on the blicky, shit is getting tricky, people love to diss me, I hear every single thing, man, I'm all ears like I took the fan of Disney, guess that's one.
Alright, that's new Drake joint, it's called You Broke My Heart. Alright, let me go to Black Caesar first, see what he thinks about it. Black Caesar, what's your thoughts on that song?
Well, I'm just going to try to tell you the truth, I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. Drake is I guess following that Drake formula, and it's just not working for me. That's all I gotta say. It's not interesting to me at all. Doesn't have it.
So the Drake formula is not kicking it no more. Wow. Okay. Let me see if A1 agrees. A1, what do you think about that new Drake?
That ain't it.
That's not it.
Hell no.
Okay, straight up. Enough said. Alright, let's see. Alright, K-Swiss, what's your thoughts on that joint? What do you think about Drake?
I want to say shame on him. It was awful. I did not like it at all. Production, everything.
Wow. He said, shame on him. Wag the finger. Wag the finger. Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay. It's not good. Not good. Not good for Drake. Not good for Drake. Priest, what are you thinking?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, man. I was on acid just now. I haven't tasted acid in 40-some years. All of it came back because I was trying to put the music together and the lyrics together, and I was like, he must have got some new shit. He on acid, man, because that ain't make no sense. It ain't make no sense. None. I'm sorry. I was going to say maybe Mr. Raw can help him, but I don't know which part. Which part he needs help. The brother needs help. Well, I'm done. No. Just no.
All right. Drake is striking out. Drake is striking out on this one big time. All right, let's see if I can get y'all real back connected before we go to Mr. Raw. Y'all real, you in the building with us?
I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing, man. To me, it's the funniest thing I ever heard, that Drake's song gets all no's, and I at least got one yes. You know what I mean? So I just, you know, sorry. I'm like, you know, I'm just clutching my side laughing over here. But for me, it's a no as well. I got to say, you know. But it's very funny to me what has just concluded. I mean, if I ever have to tell this in a comedy skit, it'll have everybody crying. And I'm wiping the tears from my eyes right now.
All right, well, if you do, all right, definitely send us the clip. All right, we definitely want that. All right, we definitely want that.
Please, man. I was like, I need this. Like, you have no idea. Like, my song at least got a couple yeses and some suggestions on how to fix it. But when Drake's song came up, he said he should be ashamed of himself. I just like the lungs it over here. He said, oh, my God, that was funny. I appreciate you all for this comic moment. If y'all don't know, like, in the entire body's work on that was just, you know, if it was a comedy skit, you would think it was pre-rehearsed, but this was actually real time. I want to let everybody know this was not a skit. You know, this was just funny, man. So,
it's not over
that.
Yet.
Thank you.
It's not over yet. We still got work. It's not over yet, brother. We still got one more commentary. All right, let's go to Mr. Roy and get the final word on this song. Mr. Roy, what's your thoughts?
Not going to be able to do it. Is it real? Not going to be able to do it. Is it real? Not going to be able to do it. What it is everybody is looking forward to a Drake return, and he comes back with the same pot of stew and didn't put no new ingredients in it, or didn't go back and listen to when people say, hey, too much salt. Too much salt is the auto-tune. He ain't even trying to take back the salt. He wants us all to have hypertension. I'm like, what is it, bruh? The bars at the beginning had me confused of what you were even talking about. Then the second set of bars sounded more like what Drake's supposed to sound like. But then he sound like, conjunction function, what's your function? He was all confused. It just didn't sound like the offering that everybody anticipated as a Drake comeback. Some people might love it because they're Drake diehard fans, but people who really will just judge it for what it is, not going to be able to do it.
Okay. All right, total shutdown on that one. All right. Wow, I haven't had a... total shutdown like that in a minute. All right, sorry for you, Drake. All right, you broke our hearts. All right, I guess that's a perfect title for the song, right? You did just that. All right, excuse me. All right, let's see if we can get back on the right track. All right, this is Tank on this song, and it features Fabulous, and the song is called Before We Get. All right, let me know what y'all think about this one. All right, hold on. All right, there we go. Going up.
And before we get started, I know your heart has got it. I know.
R&B.
money, shit.
And before we get started, I know your heart has got it. I know, till it with that tender love. Body to body to body, girl, anywhere, I want you there. Driving into it, making it go crazy. You could call me daddy, you could be my baby. Body to body to body, girl, anywhere, I'll take you there. Make you run to it, shiver and go crazy. You could call me daddy, you could be my baby. And before we get started,
let's unpack all that.
Your heart has got it.
Let's unlock all that. On the bigger and better things,
with that
and on the bigger and better things.
And before we get started,
let me get over here and get some of this R&B money.
Got it.
Tank, what's up? It's your boy Fab, aka Ain't Number Love and Fly Shit Over Here. I know it's hard to trust, I know it's hard to brush your shoulders off and get back to it when your heart is crushed. I promise I just wanna get that broken heart a rush. And word to this honey pack, nobody heart is us. And I get money faithfully, so it's in God we trust. And I swear that we gon' ball, don't care who guarding us. I just wanna see you shining like some Cardi buff. Want you in that Maybach, not a party bus. But before we get it started up, before I black card it up, the
all right, that's Tank featuring Fabulous. All right, that's before we get started. And let me start it off with Mr. Raw. Mr. Raw, what do you think about that new Tank joint featuring Fabulous?
Fabulous saved that song. Because Tank lately sounds like he's struggling to sing. And he's trying to make that falsetto. I've been paying attention to Tank, and he's not a bad singer, but he sounds like he's straining so much. And then, you know, Fab came in with the obvious fabulous bars that I like, you know, Fab's voice, and he saved it for it. So I give it a go because of that.
Okay. All right, Black Caesar, you agree? Did Fabulous save the song? What do you think?
Yeah. I agree with that. Fabulous saved the song. Tank is not a bad singer either, you know, because I could have seen myself grouping with my old lady with this one. But I think what the thing was is in your man Tank, this song was not in his key. So, you know, I don't know why they made him stretch out there, but that was a little stretch. The auto-tune on it wasn't that bad. It started to bother me a little bit at first, but then it kind of got okay. But I think that was the main thing was this song was not in Tank's key.
Okay. My Black Caesar says he's out of his range on this one. Priest, do you agree?
Yeah, it's a go. But see, I think that other listeners don't expect us to critique the music the way we hear it. And being professionals in the business, we may hear something that other people don't hear. They don't hear it. Now, one in a million would have said, you know, Tank was out of his key, out of his range. One in a million. So, yeah, the song would sell for sure. But we like the music. That's why we have to go and know, man, so we can get back to listening to music for real. Let's listen to the thing. Because I would listen to 4 minutes of the music. And that's the industry length right now, like 4 minutes per song, or is it still 3 minutes and some change for a song?
Well, actually, it's getting shorter and shorter. A lot of the songs that are dropping, a lot of the songs that are dropping nowadays are 2.5 minutes. Some are even, you know, barely 2 minutes. Some of them. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but I'll go with it. I like it. It was doing what it do.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. All right, 81. What do you think about that last song? All right, that Tank feature.
That ain't it.
Not a hit.
That ain't it.
That ain't it. Okay. All right. Everyone's shutting them all down tonight. All right. Let me go to Yarreel back with him. I see what he thinks about this song. What do you think about that latest offering?
Well, I think the gentleman who came out first and said Fabulous saved him, I think he was 100% right. Like, Fabulous got a way of just making a song shine a little bit. So if I was going to say yes for this, it's basically because of when the breakdown came, the Fabulous came in with his bars, it at least made the song interesting. But until Fabulous came in, I was thinking to myself, this need to be a flush.
All right. So you're saying that you're going to, you know, what you like, on the fence about it, or are you going to give it a go?
I think I'm on the fence about it. I'm still drying my eyes from laughing about the total wipeout of the previous song. But, you know, like I said, when Fabulous came on, it really sparked me again. So
right.
I'll go with a yes. Yeah, I say yes.
All right. So you're going to give it a go overall. All right, let me give K-Swiss the last word. K-Swiss, what do you think about the song?
It's a go. I enjoyed listening to the instrumentals, the beat and that, and it's okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay, so I'll give it a go.
Okay. I should give it a passing mark. Right. Not too enthused, but it'll do. All right, I'll just keep it moving with the next song. Got a, maybe, I got two more songs to go. All right, let's see. 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, let's go with this one. Erica Banks, a new joint coming from her. This is called Which One. All right, let's see what it do. Hold on. All right, let's go.
Which one you want? Which one you want? Which one you want?
Is it Keisha? Is it Tiffany? Is it Jasmine? Is it Britney? Is it Deja? Is it TT? And if you want them, I can show you where to meet me. Is it Tisha? Is it Quisha? Bad bitches checking in, work Orisha. Fighting crazy in the paint like Mona Lisa. But when you choosing, just make sure you bring the feet.
We like a nigga who be icy, creed up. Dallas bitches deed up. Fuck you like a diving, she don't never need a breathe up. Ease up, think I want your brother when the lease up. And now your partner's choosing on my beach, what a free fuck. Every time we slip, it be some nigga steady hollering. Yeah. But he ain't got no money, what the fuck he steady hollering about? He say he got up, he in the league, he think he ballin' him. We don't give a fuck about that shit, I'll get a pilot. Is it Keisha? Is it Tiffany? Is it Jasmine? Is it Britney? Is it Asia? Is it TT? And if you want them, I can show you where to meet me. Is it Tisha? Is it Quisha? Bad bitches checking in, work Orisha. Fighting crazy in the paint like Mona Lisa. But when you choosing, just make sure you bring the visa for real.
I got 32 bitches, it look like 30 times like I met them bitches at Diamond Wood, I throw pussy and cater. If you gon' choose on my...
All right, that's Erica Banks. The song is called Which One. Let me get the feedback from the folks, see what they think about it. A1, talk to me.
I can see that playing in the strip club, but I ain't playing that shit.
Nah, not even. I see it in the club, all right? So, you know what I'm saying? If you in the club and that, come on, you throwing some money?
Nah, I'm keeping my shit. Let me buy me a drink.
Okay. You definitely not enthused about that joint, not messing with it. Priest, how about you? What do you think?
I thought I missed something. I didn't go to the strip club the other day. But that right there, that's the homegirl, that's the madam. She opens up the show with that and letting you know that she got Keisha, she got 30 of them. They ready. Don't be broke, though. Don't be broke.
Can't be broke.
Okay. So she articulated the thing, even though I don't go to strip clubs, but I guess in the club that would do very well, according to me.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with it.
All right. All right. Priest is like, yeah, that'll bump. That'll bump. All right, Mr. Roy, you think the same thing?
Yeah, it'll go. Because her vocals were left. What I did like about her was her monotone style of flow. She was laid back like it was like she knew it by heart and she was spitting it to the mic. And she rode the beat. So I that's what made me gravitate towards it. Not so much of the lyrical content, but just that show she completed the job.
Okay. All right. All right, y'all real? All right, let me get your thoughts.
Well, it was it was eye-opening, definitely. It was making you say to yourself, what's going on out here? And you got your choice. You can pick. You can figure out which one you want to be with. It's one of them, you know. I don't know if I would have wanted her or one of the ones she was trying to pitch to me, but without a doubt, the song made sense. And I think there's a crowd for it. It just ain't me. But, you know, I would say that the song did a good job as far as articulating how some of these new age folks are thinking. So
okay.
I would say yes.
All right. Okay. All right, let me get some feedback from K-Swiss. K-Swiss, what's your thoughts on the song? You think it's a hit?
I'm going to say no. I mean, she has potential. I liked her voice. I like her flow, her content, but I think she needs to take it back to the engineer or studio and have it done better, mixed and mastered better. The way it is now, no, it's a no for me.
Okay. I need to do some more touch-up work on that song. All right. Black Caesar, you get the last word.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with it, even though you said about, you know, getting too technical and some of us musicians, but I think you can take that to the bank. Like I'm saying, I'm listening to this. I cut the phone down and jumped to my stereo, and it was coming through. You know, I got that it was mixed and mastered okay. And what we say with what she was doing to me that made it so good is she was riding it. She was right there in the pocket. That's what made her so good and cool and laid back. So I could see that song in the club. I had my head bopping to it, you know, and I was all the way into it. That's a go to me.
Okay. All right. Black Caesar is on board with that one. All right, Heavy, say it sounds good in the system. So, all right. Now, I thought I had only two more songs, but now I still have two more songs. So we got two more songs left to go, and today's going no. And it looks like they both have a Caribbean influence of some sort or another. Now let's go with this first one. An artist goes by the name of Chex, and the song is called Wine Pon Me. So let's check this one out and see how it goes. Go and no.
Music, me love when you wine for me, wine for me. Yeah. I like the way you move it. Me love when you wine for me, 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 wine for me. Me love when you wine for me, 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 wine for me. Watch the girl, they a wine and a bubble. When she a bubble and a trouble. Bubble, she a bubble and a bubble. Bubble, she a bubble and a wobble. She a tick-tock like clock. She no stiff like block. She a bend her buck and a wine from my cup. Me love how you wine for me, wine for me. Wine for me, wine for me. Wine for me, wine for me. Wine for me. Me love how you wine for me, wine for me. Wine for me, wine for me, wine for me, wine for me, wine for me. Girl, bum flick, spin, spin on your head top. Wine and bubble like soup in a pot. No girl can test you in a the top spot. You in a the lead while them roll a back. Make a girl shot, them can knock your back. Style with your pop, give them heart attack. Make a girl shot, them can knock your back. Style with your pop, with your pop. Me love how you wine for me, 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 wine for me.
All right, that's the song right there. Artist goes by the name of Chex, and that's Wine Pon Me. Let me get some feedback from the good folks. Let me go to K-Swiss first. K-Swiss, what do you think about that? Is it a vibe?
No, I was waiting for it to end.
Wow. That bad?
Yes, I did not like it. Nope.
Did not like it at all. All right, shut that one down. Shut that one down. IA1, talk to me.
As soon as you heard that shit for the first 10 seconds, you're going to turn that shit off. Don't ever play that shit again. That ain't it.
See, it only took 10 seconds. Y'all hear that? 10 seconds for A1 to shut that one down. All right, didn't take you even 90 seconds. 10 seconds. All right, I told y'all, don't take that long to know whether you like a song or not. Let me see, let me see. Let me go to Black Caesar. Black Caesar.
Oh, man. I see all the forces are against me. You got to hear this song, not on the radio. That had the dropped octaves on the bass was way down low. I said that was good. That's a go. I actually thought that maybe Mr. Raw produced that in Jamaica himself.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I guess we'll see how Mr. Raw feels about that. I see, you know, saying see if he, you know, if he would want that credit. All right, hold on. Hold on. All right, hold on. Black, Priest, talk to me.
Well, when I was younger, I went to a place where you get lap dance, okay, in Philly, when we're doing some music. And you get lap dance. That's the type of song that you call different girls and tell them wine for you. And you know, you get the lap dance. So I started laughing, going like, damn, this is visual. Because you're listening to the song from your application. I wasn't listening for none of the engineering, like, you know, that type of stuff that I do. I was like, this is straight, put this in the strip bar, that song right there. And I guarantee you, you're going to make some money. Everybody going to make some money that night. That everybody going to do it. They ain't going to pay the beat no mind or nothing. They just going to whine for me. And you can play that song for 18 minutes. And all the girls, Keisha and all of them, they're all 30 of them will show up with the other songs. I'm going to say, yeah, man, just for the fun of it. I would like to see.
Nope.
I need to go to a strip club. That's what it is.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, I Priest, watch out. All right, I think I need to be there with you. Right, I think that'll definitely be a sight. That'll definitely be a sight. I think I need to be there with you.
Yeah, you can be the safe driver.
Oh, that's what it is? Okay. You hear that, y'all? Yeah. All right, Priest going to be acting up. He's going to be acting up. He's going to be cutting loose. All right, he's going to need a designated driver. Okay.
I'm going to need somebody to carry my money. That's how I'm doing it. Lord, maybe.
I got you. All right, Priest is going to rock with it. All right, Mr. Roy, you get the last word. Talk to me.
I'll be the side-by shotgun in that scenario.
Okay.
During the production-wise, yes, I give it a yes for that. But in my listening, it seemed like you ran out of spit because, number one, that line pun me was so long. It took so long to get into the verse, and then the verse was so short. So he gave it so many line puns me, and then even the second verse, he had to repeat himself on the last line. So as being a lyricist, I'm like, what happened? You ran out of spit, you know, for you to have to repeat that line? Sometimes you repeat a line for emphasis, but sometimes you repeat a line just because you ain't got nothing else to say. So when you whine for me and you only did 8 bars, I was like, damn, you know, give me more reasons and tell the woman why she should whine on you, whine for the money, whine for the honey, whine for your job, or just whine on me to make me happy, whine for me because Priest is looking, whine for me because A1 said we'll do it. Give me more reasons of the whine. But it just seemed like he came up short with the lyrics, but the beat was riding. The beat was hard, and the hook was hard, but the verse didn't do it for me.
All right. I'm not going to give it a no?
I will give it a no.
Okay. All right. All right. We got one more song. All right. Before we get on out of here with today's going no. All right. Last artist up on deck goes by the name of Javelani. All right. And the song is called Never Beg a Dollar. All right, let's check this out. I think I agree with that sentiment, but let's see if I like the song. See if my folks like the song. Going up.
Yo, my soul.
Never to me beg a dollar. Never.
Man, tell her to. Man, left some people don't know some man a human being to. You know what I mean there? Yo, Trip Nation. Haters always haters. seem like the traitors. You dig? Suck on the mother.
You! Yo, woulda never see me beg a dollar. Never see me stretch the money. Why not kill you make you stronger? I just protect me, I'm a fire, I'm a mother prayer. You coulda never see me beg a dollar. Never see me beg a dollar. Why not kill you make you stronger? I just protect me, I'm a fire, I'm a mother prayer. Did believe, say me did a go weak.
Long time.
You try cut the tree, but it still a flourish. You want see me worry, EG still a does it. Friend a pray for your money, tell your people a fuckery. A girl mad the youth, him a sleep in a rubbish. Man a pray me fi girl, chew him did a fuck John. It. Say them are your friend, them are not your friend. Say them are lock your head, the pussy them will watch your dead. But you da never see me beg a dollar.
Never.
Never see me stretch the money.
You're mad.
Why not kill you make you stronger? I just protect me, I'm a fire, I'm a mother prayer.
Every day.
You coulda never see me beg a dollar.
Never.
Never see me beg a dollar. Why not kill you make you stronger? I just protect me, I'm a fire, I'm a mother.
Alright, that's Javelani. I never beg a dollar. Alright, let me go to Yareel. Let me go to him first. Alright, young man, what do you think about this song?
Hey. I thought that was good. It had a good little beat. It had a nice rhythm. I think he conveyed himself very well as far as the content, why he shouldn't have a dollar broken. And I think that that would be something that most people can relate to, definitely.
Okay, nice, nice. Okay. All right, that's what it is. Good way to start this one off. All right, let me see what Priest thinks about the song. Priest, what do you think?
Never beg a dollar, brother. Never. And make the people listen to you. That was, it was all right. It could use some more what we call spice. But what it did what it do. So, yeah, I'm going to go with it, man. But never beg a dollar. 50 million, yeah, but never a dollar, brother.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, Black Caesar, talk to me.
Wait a minute, I had to get myself unmuted. Now, I'm going to go against what everybody else is saying. I don't know. It sounded very muddy to me. I don't know. It sounded like this thing was made and produced. That was what was destroying the whole feeling for me. Kind of like it was produced in a Walmart or something like that. I'm saying no.
Okay. I said it looked like it sounded like a Walmart production. A1, does it sound like Walmart or Target?
I was thinking more like Big Sporting Goods store.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, is that good or bad?
That's a bad thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was definitely like, he had me for a second. But then, I don't know, bro. I think he went in the electronic aisle and started banging on cans and shit. I'm done.
Okay. All right. A1 is not having it tonight. He's not having it. He's like, nope, that's not it either. All right, K-Swiss, talk to me. Help me out.
It was okay to listen to, like if you're in the background and you're at a party, but not to, it wouldn't stop me and say, hey, listen to this song. You know, I just wasn't getting into that. The sound was all right. I mean, I'll give it a go. Only because I can see it playing in the background, but it's not something I'd go out of my way to want to play.
Okay. Now, if you're in the spot and you're already dancing, all right, you're dancing and the song comes on in the mix, do you keep dancing or do you go get a drink?
Go get a drink.
You go get a drink. Wow. Okay. Wow. That's bad. Okay, I love the brutal honesty, though. I love it. Okay, K-Swiss, appreciate you. Okay, all right, Mr. Roy, you get the last word. All right, what do you say?
The content was really respectable because that's, you know, he's trying to say, like, I don't know, as an individual or as a man, you know, never catch yourself begging a dollar. You should never beg from nobody. So, you know, I can roll with that. The production sound like it's aged, like, you know, it was recorded on a reel-to-reel, then copied to a DAT, then copied to a four-track, and then copied to a CD, and then they played it. So, you know, that's why it sounds so, like, distorted, but it was a good rhythm. It was a good rhythm. It was solid. He was riding the track. I just want it to have a better sound quality before I give it a pass. So I'll say no just to take it back for the sound quality.
Okay, okay. You're giving it a no because of the sound quality. I'd appreciate everybody's assessment of the different joints on today's edition of Go or No. There definitely some interesting commentary today. y'all definitely keep me rolling with some of the commentary. All right, but we definitely appreciate y'all nonetheless. All right, got a few more minutes left in today's show. All right, before we get on out the door, I expect my dude DJ Itchy Pomonen to be in the building tomorrow. With the Retro Future Radio Show. Make sure you tune in to him. Coming in from the West Coast. Every Sunday starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Priest will be back in the building on Monday with the Listening Room Philly. Priest, you got anything in store for us?
Yeah, I got some new music, man. I got some new music. And I might have a living artist to bring on board.
Okay, okay, okay. All right. And once again, big shout out to the gentleman with the Amaglow light bulbs. I have a few of those light bulbs still in my possession. I had quite a few for a while, but you know we got rid of a few of them, and I got a few of them in use around the house. So definitely a salute to that gentleman and his product. And I definitely have used it myself, all right? So, salute to him. All right, getting ready to get on out the door in just a couple of minutes. Once again, in just a while, a little bit later on, the video for Side Chick by Mona Smith will be dropping and scheduled to drop. I believe they're having a release party, all right? Should be getting ready for that as we speak. So I'm quite sure they're going to have a real good time doing the damn thing. So I'm looking forward to seeing the full-length video myself in its entirety. I'm waiting myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm holding back. I want to, you know what I'm saying, the world premiere with everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Catch the vibe. So, yeah, we're definitely going to be on board and check that out, all right? So we definitely appreciate, once again, everybody coming through. Mr. Roy, you got any last words before we get on out of here?
Man, I was supposed to be there, but the limo didn't come on time. I missed my flight.
The limo didn't make it, Mr. Roy.
I was supposed to be there. You would have seen me there. You'd have been like, I'd have stuck it in where you'd have, I'd have put it in there somewhere. And then when you want to check on, it's like, I'd have put it in there. And then it'd be like, cut. We got to do it all over. What's this you stuff? But I wanted to run on something really quick. Did you see that Bill Cosby might be coming back to NBC to do something? I don't know the details. Ooh, I'm going to be checking it out because it didn't say in detail, but it said that he might be making a comeback. And I seen hashtag from Michael Jamal Warner and something to that effect. So I was like, NBC? Wow. Let me check it out for next week.
I mean, could you give us a little bit more detail? What did it actually, what did it actually say? You know, did it give any more information than that, or what did it actually, where did you see it at, actually?
Or on Facebook.
On Facebook.
So I don't know if it's authentic, if it's real or not, but I saw it on Facebook, so I said, let me find out from you. If you saw it also, that way we'd be
I'm not a Facebook fan at all. I never really have been, and Facebook is like its own little entity. I think there's a lot of fraudulent stuff that floats around Facebook. So I don't know. We'll definitely have to look into that, keep an eye on it. But we got Black Caesar in the building, and he's like the Facebook, the Facebook guru, the Facebook advocate. So, Black Caesar, what do you think? You think that's fraudulent? What do you think about that? Have you seen that?
No, I think it's actually true. I'm not with the Facebook thing anymore, but I Googled it right quick. IMDb.
Not you.
Man. I'm the man when it comes to with the computer knowledge and stuff. Anyway,
Cosby, according to Deadline and IMDb, is going to headline a currently untitled sitcom that is going to air on NBC. The details are few, but it's said to follow a multi-generational family, and Cosby is working with Tom Werner, whoever that is, to produce it.
Yeah, I've seen his name on a number of shows and things over the years. So very interesting. All right, that would be crazy. All right, if that was to actually come to pass, that would be crazy. And you talk about, a comeback story. That would be insane.
Him and Trump got to pay some lawyers, man. You got to pay those lawyers. Him, Trump. Trump going to come up with a series or something soon, too?
Oh, well, Trump's new series is going to be called My Return to the White House. That's what that's going to be about to be called. So get ready. Get ready for the sequel. Get ready for the sequel. Sound like what? Sound like Neighbors? All right, well, they might be.
Yeah,
they might live in the same show.
Neighbors. Yeah.
Maybe they should come back as the new Odd Couple. That'll be hilarious.
Hey. Yeah, that's the show, man. That's the show.
That's an idea, Mr. Roy. That's an idea, the new Odd Couple. There we go. All right. All right, everybody coming in with their suggestions and whatnot, but I guess we'll see what happens. That's some crazy news. I really would have never... thought that one up, especially Cosby.
I just Googled it,
the publicity, the outcry, the backlash, would probably be real crazy. I think there's a large segment of the public that would lose their minds. A lot of people's hair would be on fire.
A lot of people's hair would be on fire. That's a new algorithm right there. Yeah, burning hot. You know what I'm saying? That'd be fun, man. I'd like to be able to see that.
I would watch it.
Of course. Definitely. Man, that's crazy, though. All right, we're definitely going to keep an eye on that, y'all. All right, time for us to get on out the door, man. All right, stay tuned. Once again, tomorrow, DJ Itchy Pomona. The video drops later on today. Going to shut it down one more time. Spin the block again. This is Mona Smith and Side Chick getting on out the door. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Peace.
That ain't my business no more. And since you ain't the man that I'm used to, you're used to not living here no more. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already been told. And it's the Lord I'm shame. The devil bought your soul, and with Stephen said it, it was your way to go. I know you got a chick on his head. You've been running and ducking and trying to hide. You a dog to tell with no breath. I know you got a chick on his head. Saw y'all coming out the store the other day. You didn't turn around when I yelled your name. And this ain't no new game you're coming with. I told you.
told you from the deal I made to stay.